David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, founder of The Complete Herbal Guide. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest with us. And this is Peggy O'Toole. Peggy, why don't you tell people a little about yourself and what you do?
Hi, I am Peggy. And I call myself the Grandma Moses of storytelling. And I do that because I'm 76 years old and I just wrote my first book of stories, magical, whimsical stories of it, that are designed to empower women. And I came out of a very long career being a microbiologist for doing a job I didn't love. And I'm now doing something I do love and finally have found my way to being the creatrix I wanted to be from the time I was a little girl.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, previously we were talking about you are a firm believer in going within yourself and releasing the negativity in your life and bringing in more positivity. And I think that's very important because I feel like a lot of people struggle with that. A lot of people want to move forward in life, but their toxic behaviors, their toxic life, the people that are around them, or just the environment they grew up with and the habits they formed kind of set them into like a deep hole and they can't move forward. So for those people who have issues with, you know, having a lot of toxicity in their life, a lot of negativity, what kind of suggestions do you give for those people to try to, you know, get that toxic behavior, that negative, you know, negativity out of their life so they can move forward and have a healthy, happy, and productive life?
Well, it has a lot to do with getting rid of your inner mean girls, but let me start by saying that I've certainly been at that place in my life that you're talking about. I'm sorry, I've got a frog in my throat.
Oh, that's okay.
Not going to stay there, no matter what I do. So I'll probably clear my throat more than once. When I was in my early 50s, I was working as a microbiologist in labs, and I had chosen that job kind of as because I didn't think I could succeed as a creative person. And I was very successful. I was doing really well in my job, making a fair amount of money for a woman, you could say.
Right.
And I also was at a point in my life where I'd had two divorces. I had been single for 11 years and had been out there kissing a lot of frogs, as they say, and had not come across anybody I really wanted to be with. My parents and my siblings lived quite a ways away. Even my friends did. And my kids were in college. And I was really feeling sorry for myself, shall we say. I was not only feeling sorry for myself, but I was also feeling, you know, what is left in life? You know, I've been married, I've had my kids, I've had a successful career. It just seemed like I was totally, absolutely stuck.
Right.
And that it really wouldn't matter if I lived another day. I mean, I wasn't suicidal, but you know, if I die tomorrow, who cares? I've already done everything. You know, and basically, I think it was because I was feeling unloved and I was feeling unlovable.
Right.
I was feeling that because I had been dating for such a long time and hadn't found anybody, I was defining my love very narrowly by whether or not I was loved by a man.
Right.
And then I don't know exactly what it was or what happened. Maybe I saw a pretty sunset. I don't know what it was, but I walked outside and I just sort of had an epiphany. I started thinking, oh my God, you're being crazy. You know, you have many, many people in your life that love you. Your parents love you. Your friends love you. Your kids love you.
Yeah.
Your dog loves you.
Exactly.
That just proves you're somebody that's lovable.
Right.
Heck, you know, if other people can love me, why the heck can I love myself?
Exactly.
You know, and just start living that way. I decided at that point, it didn't matter if I remained alone the rest of my life, I was going to enjoy every bit of it from there on in. And magically, I think because I stopped being needy and I stopped being feeling sorry for myself, about 3 months later, I ended up meeting my third husband. Mm-hmm. And we had 18 wonderful, wonderful years together.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We traveled all over the world. We went from Antarctica to scuba diving in the Caribbean to, you know, just doing wonderful, wonderful things. I eventually found my way back to being a creative person and started doing art again. And then I got back into writing again. And now I've written my first book and gotten it published. So
that's wonderful. You know, I give you kudos because, you know, you went through a lot. You didn't let it stop you. It seems like you learned, you realized that, you know, you were a lovable person and that you started to learn how to love yourself in return. And I think that's key, is learning how to accept yourself, learn how to love yourself. And I think that could bring you to a really high level when you get to, when you can do those two things, it could really boost your self-esteem and really empower you to achieve anything you want. I think that's amazing.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it is hard to get those negative voices out of your head. And one of the things that I'm hoping to do is eventually to write another book about what I'm doing, or create a course or something along the lines of silencing your inner mean girls and to find your inner goddess, because there are lots of things that you can do. You don't have to wait for an epiphany.
No, you don't. Yeah.
There's lots and lots of things that you can do. I think a really good way is, first of all, just to identify the types of things you're telling yourself that are limiting you, you know, figure out where you heard them, when you heard them. It's usually as a kid.
Yeah.
And you know, who's telling you can't do something? Whose voice is in your head?
Yes.
telling you that. And maybe or that you're not good enough, or so there's something wrong with you. I remember a friend of mine, she was a beautiful woman, very petite, had a lovely bust line, and her boyfriend at one time told her, "Gee, your butt is getting a little fat." And she actually went into anorexia.
Wow.
As a result of that single comment. So those negative voices can be so toxic.
Yeah.
That it really, really can destroy your life. So you need to identify what those voices are and what they are telling you. And then you need to start building from there.
Right.
And I think one of the first steps that I like to tell people about that helps me, or helped me, is to look back at a time in your life, in your childhood, when life seemed perfect, when life was beautiful, when it didn't seem like you had a care in the world.
Right.
And then you can use that moment to help you identify what your core values are.
Right.
And it's really remarkable. I mean, the moment I thought about myself is kind of a silly moment. It's just a strange little moment in time when I was, it was after bedtime, and my sister and I shared a king size bed. We slept in the same room. Mm-hmm. And it was after bedtime. The door was closed, but we were supposed to be in bed, so we were trying to be very quiet. And we both loved to read, so we had our books, our flashlights under the bed. We had our feet up to make kind of a tent of the sheet over there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We were just in there together. And when I think about that moment, I realize that almost all of the things that are my core values today I was exhibiting them in that moment. There was companionship there. There was joy there. There was even a little bit of excitement there because we were afraid our mom might catch us. So that's one of my core values as well, and tranquility. So almost all of my core values were being exhibited in that moment, and you can find that them that way. So there's lots of things you can do then to move more towards your inner goddess as well.
I think that's wonderful. Now, can you tell us the title of your book so everybody knows it?
Oh, can I hold it up? Is it
yes,
okay?
Yes, you may, definitely.
I'm very proud of the cover art of my book.
Oh, it's called, beautiful.
It's called Goddess Dreams.
And where can people find it?
They can find it on Amazon under Goddess Dreams in my name, Peggy O'Toole, and it'll pop up. And it's available in hardcover, softcover, and ebook as well. And there's actually the writing of this book actually was kind of a magical story in itself and how it happened, because it happened very, actually the pandemic helped me create this book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. The pandemic was actually a blessing to me in disguise in many ways. Yeah, and as I probably is to other people as well.
I actually wrote my book during the pandemic, so yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you can tell the same story. But mine actually happened kind of by accident, because I was not thinking about writing a book at all.
Right.
During the pandemic, I'm a belly dancer. That's one thing I do for fun. I started doing it in my 30s, and I'm still belly dancing at 76. So
wonderful.
Anyway, during the pandemic, all the classes shut down. But I heard from a friend of mine that there was a group starting up called the Goddess Life Network. And she invited me to check it out. And I did. And there was a 30-day challenge where every day we go in and we do something like maybe dance or maybe do a meditation. There were all kinds of fun things. And I did join the Goddess Life Network. And one of the things that they did for people that were in their tribe was to offer free dance classes. So
that's awesome.
So there was a belly dance class. And of course, that's exactly what I wanted to do. So I joined the class. And the woman who taught it, Marcy Darling is her name. And she's a published author. And she, at the end of the belly dance class, she would give a writing prompt. And her writing prompts were so magical and so inspiring to me that I started writing to her writing prompt, writing stories to them. And she kept giving classes. I kept writing to the writing prompts. And after I had about 40 or 50 of them, I went, you know what? I've got a book here. But I couldn't just write it or publish it, because her words were true. So I had to approach her and ask her if she would be willing to co-author it with me, if she would be willing to write some stories to her own prompts so we could show our stories side by side to show how creativity goes in different ways for different people and they have their own voice. And so she did. She taught me a lot about publishing and how to go about it, how to get your cover art and your formatting done and all of those things that you have to do that are not intuitive at all.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's how my book was born during the pandemic.
That's amazing. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm super proud of it. It's about 51 stories that are designed really to empower women. It's about their women. They're very short. They each have a color picture to illustrate it. Kind of like a fairy tale book for women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds very interesting.
Yeah. And it, you might read about a witch or a sorceress or a healer. It could be a dancer. It could be a goddess. It could be lots of different things, but they're short and sweet enough. Everything from, some of them are a little tiny bit longer, but most of them are just a couple of pages long. So it's almost like a daily meditation. Some people say they like to read it just in very short little bits and then think about the story.
Oh, that's amazing. I think I might get a copy.
Well, I hope you think about it.
Where can people find your, you have a website that people can go to?
I'm actually trying to build my own website right now. So it's in production right now. I'm about 2/3 done, but okay. they can certainly catch me on email. It's just Peggy J for my middle name, and then O'Toole, O'Toole @gmail.com. And eventually what I'm hoping to do is when I have my website up and going is to offer people access to say 12 or 15 different writing prompts that I will gift them with.
Yeah.
And then give them an opportunity if they wish to submit one of their stories to me. And I will consider it for publication in my next book, which I've already started. So,
oh, that's a great idea. That's kind of like a chicken soup for the soul type thing.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Peggy. I had, you really gave some really great advice. I wish you the best of luck with your book. And, I'd love to have you back on my show on The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And maybe we can discuss further about, talking about how people can actually empower themselves to move forward and to let go of that negativity and to let that inner goddess kind of shine through.
Absolutely. I would absolutely love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you so much for being on the show. You have a great day.
You too.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.